Blog Talk Radio.
Nicole, wow, she does it all, and I'm grateful, as always, to have you tune in to The Wow Seat. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production segments on different platforms, and you can learn more about those platforms at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. In this segment, I want to speak about how to have a wow factor faith. And the WOW stands for walking on water. And it's important that as you are continuing in your works, your worthwhile, outstanding works, that you have a strong faith walk. It's very important. It really is the bloodline to your entrepreneurial experience, your livelihood, everything, is you have to have a strong faith, and you certainly can level the wow factor concept as it relates to leveling up your faith. So I know on this platform we share a lot about one of my acronyms for the wow factor. The evolution of the wow factor is your worthwhile, outstanding works. But my breakdown of my wow in the Ally Nicole wow is walking on water, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So many of you know about my branding. I show up in the marketplace and in the world at large as a statement, an expression, and an experience, and I demonstrate the evolution of the wow factor because I'm constantly defying the impossible with my walking on water faith so that I am able to deliver my worthwhile, outstanding works at the highest level in this new era marketplace. So as I mentioned that, you know, my wow factor or my wow stands for walking on water, and metaphorically it is about having a strong faith so that I am able to defy the impossible in what all I do. And so, you know, the primary statement that is leveraged in my Ally Nicole wow is Ally Nicole wow, she does it all. And so with that, it takes great faith and trust and connection to obviously something higher, you know, than me, and to be able to demonstrate all of what I do. I also leverage the element of water in certain aspects of my branding statement and my empire, and one of which is WOW, She Waters the World International. So you'll see many aspects of me in the media with even the Ally Nicole Waters, and all of which ties to my greater purpose of watering the world and watering the seeds of greatness in others so that they do reach their greater potential. So today I'm going to share a little bit from my publication, WOW, She Walks on Water. It's an inspirational faith walk journal for women. And I want to share from this so that you can start being able to level up, to have a wow factor faith walk, and to be able to walk on water and do the impossible through your faith. Now, even though the journal is primarily focused on women, but this also applies to men as well. And this particular resource does include an inspirational introduction and an interactive journaling exercise section. So, yeah, it's important to be able to, especially during these times, but also as things are progressing, is that you have to have not just faith, and you have to have a strong faith, and your faith at this point needs to be wow. You know, it needs to demonstrate the highest forms of the divine expression. And so many have, you know, different, you know, names for that. Mine is, you know, attached to, you know, the higher Christ connection, and that's how I see Source and God through that, you know, perspective. But I know that many connect, you know, in other ways. But I want to share, as I mentioned from my publication, really about the wow faith factor and what it really means to embody the art of having a wow faith factor. It is really the ability to trust in a greater power than yourself, as I mentioned earlier, and to be able to move forward in your life as you receive divine guidance to go far beyond your limitations. Because trust me, just when you believe or you think that you're doing these mind-blowing wow things, for me, life is one big wow, and it's just a continuation of wows and the evolution of that. We find that even the things that we think are so wow, grand and spectacular, they're really little and pale in comparison to what is always emerging. So there's always the next wow factor to be demonstrated. So the reason why this is important as it relates to your wow factor, your worthwhile outstanding works, is because when others see how much you truly trust in the guidance of God, Source, Universe, again, however you see that for yourself, to do the impossible, your life, it makes others just say, wow, you know, I would really love to have faith, you know, like that, to be able to move past the limitations, defy, you know, the impossible, and just ultimately be unstoppable. So when you have this wow faith that you embody and you embrace it as the walking on water, that means you're taking bold actions to really demonstrate your true connection to your Creator. And for me, that is what it's all about. The whole initiative and primary objective of my branding and what I'm demonstrating just in my I am Allie Nicole Wow, it is demonstrating the higher connection. And so that's why when you see me in various roles, you know, in the media, is that I am playing out my higher potential through the higher divine perspective and, you know, showing a higher connection in a Christ-calibrated aspect that is not connected to any traditional formats, you know, even though I have the background, obviously, and in ministry, you know, and everything, but my evolution and my journey has evolved so that there is another dimension that's being accessed to God's Source and that connection, and even in the Christ connection. And so when that's able to be demonstrated and to be played out, people are just, they're just, wow, how is this even possible? Well, possible under the old format, but it is possible in this new higher connection of truth. And that's what we're here to demonstrate and move our divinity out in the world so that things change. And ultimately, through our worthwhile outstanding works, we move those in the marketplace so that they do transform and evolve others in ways like never before. And it takes a strong faith. It takes relying on the power of now, the power of the present moment, and moving and honoring that now faith, not the faith of yesterday, not the faith that, you know, you think you're going to have later. It's really about now and how you can start to walk on water and take, as I mentioned before, make these bold moves, because you're not moving in your own strength. You are moving in the power that animates you and your being. So you want to be in your beingness through that higher connection, because it should be that you act and you move in that beingness, because that's what it's all about. And so, as I mentioned, others see your faith and then they're just, wow, they can't help but just be in awe. But you don't just want them to be in awe, just, ooh, look at what God is doing here in my life and in everything, because it's an invitation for them to be able to step into that for themselves, you know, as well. But a demonstration is very important so that, you know, others can have some type of template to be able to look at, some pilot or so, to say, wow, okay, I see this, and now I just need to discover, you know, what that's going to be, you know, for me. So this journey to getting to this next level, it always starts, yes, with small steps, and then those steps start to add up, and your confidence builds, you know, because you start trusting more in that higher divine guidance. And that's how you're going to be able to accomplish great things. So there are a few of the journaling questions that I have that I would love to share with you so that you can start really affirming for yourself that you have a walking on water faith. So that's something right now I want, as you're listening, to take a deep breath and say to yourself, I have walking on water faith. And even if you don't feel that you do, you have to call those things that be not as though they are, because there is a part of you that is already in that embodiment. And now it's about catching up with that expanded part of yourself. And so a few of the statements, I mentioned they were questions, but they're more of statements. Think to yourself at this moment and say, I'm currently stepping out on faith. Where are you currently stepping out on faith? Or even if it's something that you feel you need to step out, you know, faith on. So just think about that for a moment. And so as you've thought about where you're currently stepping out on faith, then say, I trust that God will. So what do you trust that God will do as you're stepping out on faith? And again, these are coming from my publication, so it's more journaling exercise, so you'll be writing, you know, this down, which I invite you actually, you know, to do, even as you're saying this to yourself. So, yes, what do you trust that God will do? And so those two statements, so to speak, that or questionings to yourself, I want you to take time this week to really think about that and then come back and say, I took my leap of faith and the results were. It's always good to be able to track what you're doing. You know, a lot of times people don't live very intentional and they go through just mindlessly through life, but one thing about intentional journaling and interactive journaling, that practice, it puts you in touch and connection with life itself, with your entire experience, and it does give you a way to track your, you know, your evolutionary process and to be able to record your faith and your progress. And so after you write down your outcomes, your results, then I want you to say, I'm so proud of myself. I walked on water in my faith by, and then you write out. And there are other promptings or trigger mechanics, you know, so to speak, you know, within this particular publication. But I just wanted to be able to jumpstart you there, because when you can be more intentional about your faith and doing an exercise and having kind of a practice of this to do regularly, again, it helps you to start leveling up, because it's shifting the energy in a way that brings words to life. The power of the written and spoken word as you speak and you write. And then you're able to start, like I said, moving more into this higher connection to start walking on water. And also, when you're doing this practice, it keeps you focused. I know Peter probably wished that he had had some type of intentional journaling process long before he stepped out, because he could have stayed focused. And a lot of times people are like, I'm ready to step out, and they start to walk on water, and then they start looking around at all of what seems impossible and don't realize that they're actually defying the impossible just by stepping out and moving, you know, into the greater expansion. So this type of process helps you not to get distracted with the contrast, or whatever. You just keep making your bold moves. And then again, where you're not relying on yourself, that's where people get tripped up. Where you're not really relying on you and you're relying on that true connection, it becomes a no-brainer in a sense to just keep moving forward, because it's actually not you doing it. You're just obviously the vessel that is being used. And so you should feel very safe and secure that if you are really, you know, tapping into this higher connection, then you don't actually have to even rely on your readiness, your any of that. You can just move in the flow of that spirit and in that current. And that's how you're able within any area of your life to literally walk on water. But, you know, you have to have the faith, and it is based on the unseen, you know. And when you have the unseen that is orchestrating and facilitating this experience, then you can ultimately trust in that. And there's no greater time to be trusting than now, and leveling up your faith in this way, because the worthwhile outstanding works that are going to be coming more into fruition of greater purposes, it is going to take levels of faith like never before to do the uncommon and the impossible. Yeah, for sure. So I just wanted to be able to bring this forth so that it can plant some seeds and start the watering process, cultivating some new ground. And again, I know we have strong faith and strong believers. And of course, because if you are connected in my experience that and you resonate, then, you know, certainly that is what it's all about. But now it's time to take it to levels, you know, far beyond, and have the faith also to learn some different things and to learn even from aspects that you maybe don't believe in or resonate. Just ask, you know, is there some truth here for me? That's a faith walk too, when you stretch beyond what your norms or your current belief systems are, so that you can be open to just learn truth principles that can assist you with leveling up your wow factor. So I can talk about this continuously, but I just wanted to bring this forth because, again, it is important, and this is just how you start to level up your wow factor in your faith walk and really start to walk on water. So thanks so much for tuning in to the Wow Seat for this segment, and I certainly hope that this segment inspires you to really start taking action and leveling up your faith walk by leveraging the wow factor concept of walking on water so that you can do the impossible. I'm going to invite you to follow us on Facebook under the Wow Seat Media, and again, visit our Tumblr platform, www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. And if you would like to learn more about me, you can visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Again, I just want to say thank you for joining me for this segment. And, of course, I am looking forward to being back with you soon. And, as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.